Doc didn't blame the bench for the loss, but he did say he needs to get more from the bench. Just how do you think the bench has played in the last few games?
We haven't found our identity yet. I think you know, this is a good way to have a little bit of a break. You know, it was a bad loss for us tonight at home, but it gives us some extra motivation to get in the gym on Sunday. The starters will have off. We'll be in the gym. We'll be working, trying to get better. You know, we got to embrace where we are. In order to help this team, we got to come in and do something positive. And tonight, we weren't positive at all.
He said he's going to sit down with you and take some talk with you about what he can do.
Yeah, that'll be a good conversation to have. You know, just when you know what your coach is looking for in particular, then, you know, it puts some accountability on me to go out and do my job. So I'll be looking forward to that conversation.
What do you think you need at this
game? Me in particular? I think I need to be more aggressive offensively. I'm coming off the pick and rolls and I'm looking to pass. I'm settling for too many three-pointers because I shot the ball well early in the season, and I need to get back to, you know, kind of playing my game, and I think that'll help the team. I think in the second half, I had a couple good drives, you know, kind of putting me in attack mode, so I want to make a conscious effort to be more in attack mode.
How much of that emerges as the bench emerges?
Well, you know, tonight was a weird night. I mean, we got off to a horrible start, 14 points in the first quarter, 25 for the half.
Yeah.
Is that a franchise low?
Yeah,
so offensively, there was no rhythm. Defensively, I think we did some good things. We still got to do better closing our possessions. But offensively, it's a challenge for us on the second unit. But we'll get it corrected. I think we got to play faster. We got to find our own identity. We don't have any Ray Allens or Paul Pierce's or Rondos in our second unit. So collectively, we're going to have to find a team game that's suitable for us all.
How important does that make the fact that you guys have a four-day stretch now where you can just start to maybe work out some of those kinks? That's a fairly long break in the schedule.
Yeah, well, we have a sense of accountability in our locker room. And, you know, right now we're not getting the job done. So we got to go back to the drawing board. We'll come in. We'll be very serious with it. We got great coaches, so you know they'll work with us, and we'll get it corrected. I'm sure of it.
On a night like this, Keon, when the starters are obviously struggling to score, you make some 25 first half points. How much pressure is there on somebody like you coming off the bench saying the starters aren't scoring? Maybe I can give them a little bit of an extra boost. Yeah. And try to do too much.
I think you know it's going to be nice where you have to step up. You just kind of have to feel the game. But definitely on a night where the starters struggle, we have to be able to step up, and it may come from a lot of different places. Some nights it's going to be Brandon. Most nights it should be Brandon. But, you know, me, Keith, Avery, Wilcox, Greg, we all have to step up. And individually we can't do it. Collectively, I think we can get it done.
After New Orleans, you said that this team needs to be more of a hit-first mentality. Do you guys think you kind of approach that in some of the wins, but also these last two games have struggled off the start? What do you think is, like, attributes to that struggle off the start?
Yeah, I think we do have to be the aggressor. Yeah, if we come out and we're not the aggressor, you know, it's not the best pace for our team. So, you know, I agree with you on that. We got to be the aggressor.